Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know, that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute, replaying every conversation, dissecting every interaction like it's a Shakespearean tragedy? Yeah, we've all been there. Overthinking. It's the mental hamster wheel that just keeps spinning, leaving us exhausted and emotionally drained. But guess what? Today, we're gonna break free from that hamster cage and learn how to stop overthinking and analyzing. Because let's face it, life is happening right now, not in our heads 5 steps ahead. And while a little analysis can be helpful sometimes, too much of it can be downright crippling. It steals our joy, hinders our decision-making, and honestly, just leaves us feeling like we're stuck in quicksand. But the good news is, there are practical stoic techniques we can use to quiet that mental chatter and find some peace. Ready to ditch the overthinking? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, awareness is everything. You wouldn't keep stirring a pot of soup when it's already boiling, right? Similarly, becoming aware of those thought patterns, noticing when you're spiraling into what-if territory or replaying past conversations, is the first step to breaking free. Next, challenge your thoughts. Overthinking often stems from irrational fears and assumptions. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Would I say this to a friend? Often, those anxious thoughts crumble under a little scrutiny. Remember, our minds are amazing at creating stories, not always accurate ones. Focus on what you can control. You know that saying, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do but doesn't get you anywhere. So true. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your influence, direct your energy towards what you can control. Your actions, your reactions, and your mindset. This shift in focus can be incredibly empowering. Practice mindfulness. It sounds cliche, I know, but taking a few moments each day to simply breathe and be present can make a world of difference. Engage your senses. Notice the feeling of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, or the taste of your coffee. These small acts of grounding can help pull you back from the brink of overthinking. Finally, embrace imperfection. Remember that it's okay to make mistakes. Nobody's perfect, and life is messy. Instead of striving for an unattainable ideal, accept yourself and your imperfections with grace. This kind of self-compassion can be incredibly freeing. Think about that time you were agonizing over a decision, maybe what to wear, where to eat, or even a work project. You probably replayed every scenario in your head, analyzing every possibility until you felt mentally drained. Now imagine approaching that situation with a calmer, more decisive mindset. Just like a stoic would. That's the power of letting go of overthinking. So how can we put these takeaways into action? Let's say you're about to give a presentation at work and your mind starts racing with what ifs. Instead of letting those anxieties take over, remember to first, become aware of that anxious energy. Then, challenge those thoughts. Is there actual evidence to support this fear? Next, focus on what you can control, your preparation, your delivery, your confidence. Breathe deeply and remind yourself that it's okay to be nervous. Everyone feels that way sometimes. And finally, remember to embrace imperfection. Even if things don't go perfectly, you'll learn from the experience. Remember, this isn't about becoming a robot devoid of emotions. It's about cultivating a healthy relationship with your thoughts and finding inner peace amidst the chaos. It takes practice, but the rewards are worth it. So, my challenge for you today is to choose one of these strategies and implement it in your daily life. Notice the difference it makes. Share your experiences with us on social media using hashtag Daily Detachment. Let's inspire each other. Because when we detach from overthinking, we create space for clarity, joy, and a deeper connection with ourselves and the world around us. Until tomorrow, keep your mind sharp, but don't let it rule you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.